All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio, and let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against a backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading. Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your Spot Me limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank, N.A. or Stride Bank, N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, if we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our goal is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey girls, welcome back.
Hey girls, welcome back.
How's it going?
It's going well. Merry Christmas Day.
Happy Merry Christmas, girls. We hope you guys are having a great time with your family, your friends, wherever you are at.
Happy holidays.
Yes.
From our family to yours.
Yes.
But what I was going to say was...
What?
Did you see that girl who sounds like Siri? She was like, at the next exit, make a right.
I did.
That was crazy, huh?
That was sicko mode. No. I'm like, what? How does she sound just like Siri?
I think it's just she's like this tone. At the next street... make it right, you know?
I could never. My voice has a little twang in it.
Try it.
At the next exit, make it right.
At the next exit, make it right. Bust a bitch. That's what I would be saying.
At the next exit, do some illegal shit. Because you are now off the route, motherfucker. And you're going to be late.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So, how's your weekend into your week?
My weekend was good. Final holiday party of the year.
Okay.
Of the season.
Oh, you did go. I seen that. I'm like, okay.
To DeMar and Courtney's holiday party. And that was all my weekend really consisted. Oh, we passed out gifts for Angel Tree.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that was pretty much my weekend.
It was a pajama jam too, huh?
It was a pajama jam, yeah.
Cute.
That's been the new thing. It used to be ugly sweater. I know people still do the ugly sweater, but this was the year of the Christmas pajamas. I had to go get some. I'm like, I don't have any.
No, you should have. Oh, no. The other one's hugging on the ass a little too much, huh? Inappropriate for the night out.
You know, because I have to be warm and comfortable. I don't play that.
Because you guys were like on the top of
it. We were on the rooftop.
Okay, yeah.
So I had on flannel pajamas, fleece pajamas, and I had on leggings under the fleece and another long sleeve shirt under my pajamas.
Coupled with the denim jacket.
Coupled with a leather jacket, girl. Okay. I was not out there to play with some thick socks. Hey, Merry Christmas.
I'm here for your party.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
Busy. You know, I was doing the work. Work.
You see me after
work. Yeah. So, just busy.
Busy weekend.
Yeah, and now we're here today with you. Love you, girl.
Yes, so new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
Yes.
We know if your age is, I'm going to say 32 maybe, 33. I'm going to say 28 to 33. You think 28-year-olds?
Maybe like 27. 26.
Maybe. That's low. Maybe 26. Okay. We're not going to make it a big deal.
Yeah. Okay. 26 to 36.
Ooh, that's a big age. 10 years? Anyway, we're talking about the B2K Millennium.
We're talking about the B2K Millennium Tour.
That is going to be a vibe.
My body can't contain the excitement. Like, I'm legit excited about this.
The Pretty Ricky.
We already saw Pretty Ricky. When Pretty Ricky did their little mini tour, I was like, girls, Pretty Ricky, we're getting our tickets. Pretty Ricky, we're getting our tickets. We saw them. First, we saw them at like a little festival, Soulquarius.
I was going to say Soulection.
that little bit.
That lit was just the fire. A teaser.
That lit the fire. So then we saw them when they did their tour. That was great. So nostalgic. And now we're going to see them again because B2K has announced their millennium.
B2K got the ladies jumping and keep the party pumping. There's someone. B2K is hot. B2K is hot. That was like the live edition. B2K is hot. That's like when the drums gonna come in. B2K is hot.
Yeah, so they're gonna be hot. I'm gonna be hot. It's B2K, Pretty Ricky, Mario. Sorry, got to say his name right. Mario Lloyd, Bobby Valentino.
I'm taking Bobby V.
You know, initially I was like, I'm not here for Bobby Valentino, but
did you on go my the
shuffle
catalog?
On my shuffle the ooh ah. Tell me, how did you get that in those jeans?
Where you working at is killing me.
Hop over here and VIP.
Tell me.
Yeah, that was it. Chingy.
And oh, I'm here for a little bit of Chingy. Didn't he stab his eye out though?
No, that wasn't Chingy. That was what's his name?
Who?
Houston.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I can't do.
What's his name, Houston?
The one eye.
He had
Chingy.
A song with
Chingy.
Yeah,
it was Houston.
Okay.
Can't do the one eye.
No, Chingy has both his eyes.
Thank God.
Chingy, I will be hitting the meanest chicken head.
Girl.
I like the way you're doing that.
Hey.
Because I like the way you bring it back. So we'll be going back to that. Ying Yang Twins, never seen them. And now that I have the premium little adult twerk master, because before I was doing the childish.
369. Damn.
And then we have, who else we got? That's it.
Lloyd. I love Lloyd.
Love.
Love. Okay. And Bobby V. What I need you to do is tap into those first couple albums. Bops.
I didn't really listen to the Bobby V's full catalog.
Oh, that's why. Tap in. Just tap in and get yourself prepared.
I'll give it a test. A tease.
Please. You know what
I
mean?
But Mario. Chick with the braids. Braid my hair. Follow the directions.
I know a handful of Mario songs.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I didn't listen.
I know
Chick
them all.
With the braids. Ain't that how that goes?
Chick with the braids, braid my hair. Like me too hard. You Mm-mm. ain't gotta give me your love.
No.
What were you doing?
It was a little slow.
Girl, wait a minute. Did you see B5 come saying that they can't have the Millennium Tour without B5?
B5 were around for B5,
I don't remember any of their songs. I remember vaguely their little stint, but...
It was quick. It was short-lived.
If anyone should have been at it, it would have been Bow Wow, and we know he's not screwed too tight. He's not wrapped too tight.
I would have taken Bow Wow for sure. Who else? Not too many.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
That was an error. That was an error. Okay?
I was Shaw's girl. Shaw's wife.
You know what I'm saying?
Bow Wow's girl.
I love Fizz.
I love Fizz. I loved Mario.
Yeah.
Didn't care about Bobby V. Chingy was lit.
Chingy was cute.
Ying Yang Twins, they've never been attractive, but you know, that was our turn up.
Oh, we took that down to the windows, to the wall.
To the sweat. Why my grandma used to sing that?
Because
she used to be like, to the sweat, drop down my balls. I'm like, grandma.
Some songs transcend generations. That's one of them. Another one is Back That Ass Up.
Girl, once Ellen was dancing to that.
And Ellen's 60. I watched that comedy special.
Ellen is 60?
Yeah.
Wow, she's aging.
She just turned 60 in January. Well, now she's turning 61 this January. She looks good.
She's aging well. They say that white people age like milk, but not Ellen.
Yeah, Ellen has some help. She's aging like cheese.
She's aging like almond milk. You know, that takes a while to get old.
Cheese, girl.
Age cheese, yeah. You know, that gets finer with time.
Yeah, a little mold on it and then to kaput. But I watched that special. I know we're not talking about that, but I watched that Relevant. What is it called? Relevant? Radio. Whatever the fuck. You know my memory's bad. It was pretty good. The Netflix special. She had some funny parts on there. I like the first special. The first Ellen special. I can't remember the name of
it. I didn't watch any of them.
Tap in.
Okay.
Give it a try.
I'll probably tap in. You guys know. Well, you don't know, but I'm off for 10 days. I'm off for 10 days, and baby girl, I'm living my best life.
You know what I'm going to do in the meantime? What? Actually, probably today or tomorrow, I'm going to compile a list of Bobby Valentino songs to send over to you.
Okay. I'll take it.
Yes.
I'll take it. I'll listen to it while I do my things.
Yes, you're going to love it. There's going to be some bops. I'm going to take all the ones that I know are goodies.
Yeah, give me the goodies. And so when I'll be in complete formation at the concert.
Yeah, and then you send me the Mario goodies.
Definitely. It's done. Period. Girl, you're going to be like, okay,
I'll be ready.
I hope they still hit. I know they still hit for me. I was just listening to that while I was doing my hair.
Okay.
Last month, but.
Tell my girl to braid. Tell my,
hair. Come on and braid
my hair back in my hood.
I hate the way you're singing
feeling
it.
Feeling good.
Love it. All right. So yeah, we're excited. If you can't tell, I'm hoping that they give us a venue that's like, you know, can hold everyone. Cause I don't want to be stressing on the day of the ticket drop.
No, you got that. That's a part of your anointing. You're good with those tickets.
I try to be.
You tap in, you get it going.
I try. You know, I'll have 5 laptops set up.
Girl, I'm going to send you with mine that day. Take mine
everybody
for the road.
Everybody, give me your laptops. I'm buying tickets.
Seriously. Wook wants to go too, so we need
to get her
a
ticket.
Set of 3.
Okay.
At least, and if you're getting Kayla's, we need a set of 4.
Yeah, so we'll have our tickets secured. After that, we got to stop. We'll see everybody else there, because you know.
Yeah.
See y'all there.
Yeah, it'll be a
front,
mess.
At the entrance.
It'll be a mess. It's going to be a time. Mm-hmm. What a time.
To be alive.
To be alive. Okay.
So that's all the tea this week.
Wow. I mean, there's other shit that happened, but that's the most important. Tap in, girls.
Tap.
Tap in. Okay. So what's up?
Ratings and reviews.
What about them? If you're listening, if you're new here, and if someone has told you about the podcast, make sure you take the time to rate, review, subscribe, tell a homegirl to tell a homegirl, post it on your Insta story. Just share it. When you guys share it, it helps other women see the value. You know what it's like when you go looking for some shit, Yelp, rates, review. You know, you're looking for like, where's the credibility?
Yelp, Amazon.
Yeah.
That's what my go-to.
When
I'm
culture.
Before I purchase something on Amazon, I'm for sure reading the reviews. Before I go to Yelp, go to a place recommended on Yelp or looked up on Yelp, reading the reviews.
Yeah, with technology and social media, our generation, like this last couple years, we really thrive off rating and reviews. We value the last thing you do. Well, the first thing you do when you have bad service, what do? I'm leaving a motherfucking Yelp review. I hate this place. Everyone will know it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And when you like this place, I love this place.
That's going to be something to do in 2019. When you like somewhere, if you go somewhere after you read a Yelp review and it's really good, throw some stars up there. Throw your star rating. Throw up some kind words. Hey, I found this place on a Friday night. It was so good to go in and have coffee or drinks.
Yeah, it costs you nothing. It's free.
Something good. Some nice words. I'm sure those business owners will appreciate it. And also, your fellow consumers will like your opinion and feedback.
And we would appreciate it. So if, like Germany said, you're new here and you're feeling it, please take a moment to leave your rating and review. And if you're old here and you haven't,
Fuck you been doing. This ain't for free. This dick ain't for free.
Okay.
Even though it is for free, but still.
It is free, but this is just your way of saying.
We love you.
We're feeling it.
Yeah.
So let's read our review of the week. Mm-hmm. This review comes from the Dance Freak 98.
Loving that name, Freaky Deaky.
98.
Oh, kind of young.
Freaky. Oh, but look at the name. It says like an extra set of older sisters.
We are your big sister.
Because I'm like 98. Does she mean 89? I guess you ain't going to the Millennium Tour. Anyway, discovering this podcast towards the end of 2018 has been so lovely for my mind, body, and soul. As a young black college student, it can be easy to get absorbed in school and work, neglecting my own well-being. The Black Girl Bravado reminds me to take steps back to breathe. So much amazing advice from two women who have been where I am at and headed. I also love how they're not afraid to admit their mistakes along the way. Overall, TBGB, okay, abbreviation.
Acronym.
Does a great job of keeping pop culture pretty quick and diving into those beneficial topics. While pop culture is necessary to talk about, most of us consume it on a daily basis on other platforms. Thank you for this amazing podcast.
You're welcome, baby.
You're welcome.
Sister. I never had a baby sister.
Little sis. I have
I only
two.
Had a little sister. And really, my little sister is really just my younger
I
sister.
I had a baby sister because my youngest sister is 16 years older than me. So I had for sure had a baby sister.
You mean younger?
Yeah, that's what
she,
I said.
You said she was older.
Oh,
I'm
that's
like,
what
you
I said.
Ain't got no older sisters.
Yeah, my baby sister. You know what I mean. Shit.
Well, this dance freak is my new baby sister.
Hey, baby sis.
Baby sis.
98, yeah, because I'm 10 years older.
10 years older, yeah. You're our baby sis.
Mm-hmm.
My sister just my younger sis.
Yeah.
Okay. Told her bust it open. She said okay. All right. So, girlfriends, you know that you can also find everything podcast related and keep up with us at theblackgirlbravado.com. We're going to be releasing some new merch very soon. So just make sure you go there because you need to be able to spend your coins. That's where your coins will be spent. Mm-hmm. So check us out over there.
And also, in addition to the coins being spent, you can listen to these episodes. You can get our episode notes there. Mm-hmm. You can see what's up with us, where we gonna be. You can sign up for our email newsletter.
Yes,
and where we're gonna be activating.
Yeah, where we're gonna be is very important in 2019. So you want to be in the know. You mm-hmm. want to be in the tea. You want to have your cup ready.
Yes.
Right. Also, the Black Girl Bravado Facebook group. Mm-hmm. You want to get in there and connect with some sisters.
The Black Girl Bravado Podcast Homegirl Hangout. Mm-hmm. All of this information is down in our show notes, too.
Yeah.
But in that group, we extend the conversations had here on the podcast. We may spark up some new conversations as well. So you kind of want to be in there because you might miss something and you don't want to miss anything.
And you might just want to connect with some other homegirls who are like you. All right. So now that we're done with the church announcements, we are going to wrap up and talk about last week's episode. Episode 76 was Secure the Bag, Financial Independence with Jamila Souffrant. So in last week's episode, we called up financial guru Jamila Souffrant. Mm-hmm. Jamila is the creator of the Journey to Launch podcast and blog, which shares useful tips on ways to become financially savvy. Jamila essentially walked us through her journey of becoming financially independent, how she left her corporate career with six-figure salary, and how she saved $169,000 in 2 years. In addition to all of that, Jamila also provided us with some life hacks and ways that we too can gain our financial freedom. So if you haven't already, check that episode out. It's available on all platforms, likely wherever you're streaming this podcast right now.
Yes.
Just double back.
It was a good conversation and we had a good live.
Oh,
to piggyback off of the conversation we had with Jamila.
Where tell the girls about our live.
Our live was good. We shared some of our own budgeting techniques that we've implemented. We shared about our credit scores and how they came to be, some of the missteps we made in the past.
Yes.
And how we changed that and how we're doing better today.
We shall overcome.
Yeah.
Is that how that goes?
Yes. We shall overcome. The slave hand.
Anyways.
So yeah, we talked about how we are overcoming and overcoming, mm-hmm. as Michelle Obama said, becoming.
Yeah.
And so it was a good life.
And like we mentioned a couple lives ago, this was the second time we did live. The girlfriends like
third.
It. Third? Mm-hmm. Really?
It was our third one.
See how fast the year's going by? I can't even keep track. So we're going to be going live. A lot of you girlfriends ask us how frequently we're going to be going live. Every Wednesday at 6 p.m.
That's on Instagram.
That's our new live time. So check in with us on Instagram. It's a thing. We're making it a thing.
It's a thing. And our Instagram is down in the show notes.
It go down.
The Black Girl Bravado Pod. Mm-hmm. If you're not following us, I don't know why, but.
Follow me, ho.
Don't follow me.
Actually, yes. Follow us, though. Seriously, follow us.
Yeah, follow us.
And we'll see you guys at 6 p.m. on the live.
On Wednesday.
We live, baby.
Okay, so this week,
it's time to get to it.
It's time to get to it. It's time to represent.
Hey.
BGB, what time is it?
Hey.
It's time to get loud.
Hey.
It's time to represent.
Hey.
Yes.
Did you like Sunset Park?
I don't know that. Girl, that was a cheer.
That's where that came from, Sunset Park.
Oh, was
that? It was a movie.
Okay, I'm
like. Sunset Park, what time is it? It's time to get live. It's time. Maybe it didn't come from that. Maybe that's some shit that they flipped and put
maybe
in the movie.
Maybe. I just know it was a cheer. And I used to be moving my hips. I like the way she rock.
Her hips. And
wave. And
flip. Okay, yeah. What's his name real fast? From Onyx is in that. My nigga with the bald head. The one who played Q in Moesha.
Oh.
Girl,
I say Pedro Haji.
Star. No, Phaedra Star.
Yeah.
Phaedra Star.
You heard him cutting up on the breakfast?
No, because it's old.
Okay. Anyway, so yes, this week, girls, we decided to do what we do. This is our annual wrapping up the year episode.
We're wrapping it up. Woo! Where did the year go?
Oh, shit. You tell me.
I'm asking shit. I can't tell
you. I don't know. This year went by so fast. This is our third wrapping up episode. And we just want to say this is our second anniversary of the podcast, the Black Girl Bravado podcast.
It's the second year. God is good.
This is how we started the podcast. We just decided to pull out some. We didn't even pull out a mic. Pull out Germany's laptop and start running our mouths about how our year went. And here we are today. So
it's a time. Here we are 2 years later. Can you believe it? It's all thanks to you, girls.
It went by so fast.
It did.
Like, it seems like it was a long time ago, but low-key, it went by fast.
It went by fast. Yes. It's been a nice journey. We're thankful. We've learned a lot, and we're still learning a lot.
We every day.
Yeah.
So, we decided to come on here and reflect about how 2018 has been for us.
Yeah.
The good things, the bad things, and
only the good things.
How we want our 2019 to go. So let's just get it cracking, why don't we? So have you seen a difference in yourself this year? Like your relationships, your experiences?
Yeah, I mean, I guess a little bit. It's kind of hard, but I think in my relationships, I feel more patient, a little more mindful in my romantic relationships. Like my role, not ships. Hold on.
Relationship.
Ship. The one that I'm in.
Right.
I just feel like every year they kind of go, ooh, I did a little fadeaway. That's how Beyonce does. Maybe Whitney. And I am telling you.
Please stop. That's Jennifer Hudson.
Oh. I'm not good with nowhere. Okay. So anyway, I just feel like with every year I've learned to be like more patient, and I'm not really forcing or like I'm cool wherever the trajectory of my relationship is, you know?
You know, last year on our wrapping up 2017 episode, we were saying that one of our goals for 2018 was for our relationships, that's romantic and platonic, to not be ordeals.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they just need to be seamless and flow. You know, of course there's going to be issues, nothing's perfect, but don't want the fuckery and foolery.
No, I think we're pretty stern on that. It is what it is, and I'm so tied. I'm fuck with a mom, but I got ties. A lot of ties. But also I think I see the value in all my relationships, like not just my romantic relationship, not just my platonic relationships or the relationship I have with my girlfriends, but even like the relationship that I have with like my godchildren. You know, like I see the value in that and the substance in that, and curating even that relationship is important to me, and like, you know, like fostering it rather.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I've been able to strengthen a few different relationships, like bonds I've had with people have gotten closer, like Kayla, for example,
mm-hmm.
Things like that, you know, and I see the beauty in having close friends, like relationships. Like I already have my relationship and that is what it is. But friendships are so the kind of things that can kind of like come or go.
Yes.
And I really want to keep the ones I have. And when I was thinking about like just reflecting on this, I was thinking about my party, you know, and just how good it is, how nice it is to have friends.
Who show up for you
when you feel like I can't do it all. I don't want to do it all by myself. And they're just like, we got that, or we got this part and you take care of that part. It's just nice to know that people care about you and that you also care about people.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? How were your relationships this year?
I think my relationships this year were great. I think that was one of the better parts of my 2018.
Mm-hmm.
There were no ordeals at all.
Thank God. Praise be.
Thank God.
Yes.
There were no ordeals. And just like you, like, I do find the value in, like, fostering and keeping relationships. Like, I want to spend more time with my nieces and my nephews. They don't live close.
You've been saying that.
I know. They don't live close to me. But I got to spend time with my nephew when I was home for Thanksgiving. But I was just talking to my brother saying that I need to I need to make time to go to Seattle for 2019 to spend time with my niece.
That would be so nice.
Because she's been, like, they're a military family, so they move around, like, either Hawaii, and now they're in Seattle. So I'm definitely making time to go visit them this year so that I can, of course, the relationship with my brother and his wife is important, but really with my niece because, mm-hmm. you know, I know them.
Yeah, it's nothing like her getting older.
Yeah, I'm like, she has to know me.
Yes, it's so important.
It's important. So I feel really good about my relationships. I mean, there are some that have kind of fell by the wayside, but That's just the natural flow of life, you know?
Like, yeah.
We've said multiple times on this show that friendships have stages, and like, I'm okay with the different stages of friendships. And I accept that some people aren't meant to be in my life forever, and there's not necessarily any love lost, but I'm not going to force it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is, and I'm so tired.
So I'm cool with that. And then I'm thinking, like, how a lot of the girls have messaged us about, like, friendships and, like, how they feel like they've been having issues with maybe letting go of a friendship or not being able to find any friends. And I think the biggest takeaway for 2018 and forever is, like, to have good friends, you have to be a good friend.
Say it again.
To have good friends, you got to be a good friend.
Got to be a good friend.
So as long as you're focusing on being a good friend, I feel like good friendships will come your way. And they'll stick. You know, just try to be a good person. That's with anything. Being a good person, you'll attract good people. But specifically in the area of friendships, if you're a good friend, then you'll have good friends.
Yeah, and I think the more you realize that friendships take work, like, you really got to clock in and show up for your friends. It's right. Literally like a gig.
Just like with your romantic relationships.
Yeah, you got to tap in. So if you have that mindset, like, I know I'm going to work for the relationship. If you want a shitty ass friendship or something that's just piss poor, then hey, piss poor.
Pissy.
Yeah.
Just so, yeah, poor. I'm happy about the way I've been showing up in relationships. And I'm happy about the way people have showed up for me.
Definitely. Same.
I feel like it's been reciprocated, and you know, that makes me feel good. No short ends of the stick. And we've talked about relationships a lot this year. We really dive deep into that. So I'm hoping that
theme thread was relationships.
Yes, I'm hoping you girls are able to have some good takeaways to apply to your life.
Yeah.
And have your relationships rocking.
Rock 'em.
So let's talk about experiences. Have you seen a difference in your experiences this year?
I think that collectively, I'm going to say experiences as an entertainment, I guess.
That's how I view it.
Yeah. I mean, we do everything together, so.
Yeah.
I think we were definitely more mindful in choosing the things that we wanted to do. It wasn't just like a free-for-all. You know, in 2017, it was like every other day we were messaging each other about something, like, this person's in concert, this person's on tour, this person's, let's do this, let's do this. And I feel like we kind of took it slowly and redirected our entertainment focus on, like, other things. So in addition to that, I feel like we only did things we really wanted to do, like things that really impacted our quality of life. You know, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't just like, oh, we like them, let's see them.
We just have to go somewhere because it's happening. And like, we like them and we listen to two other songs or something like that.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
Yeah.
So I feel good about our experiences. And I'm hopeful that next year we'll have even better and more value added experiences. Ones that include travel. What about you?
Yeah, I would have liked to travel more.
Yeah, of course.
I feel like that's the ultimate experience when you get to leave your home and like explore a new place, or maybe even a place that you've been before, but it's just like different from your normal day to day. Those are the best. So I would have liked to travel more, but overall, I agree with what you said. My experiences were good and they were valuable. Like, everything I participated in was a good time. Like, even like, say, like gatherings with the sorors, like, we had so much fun.
Oh yeah, we really did.
We did. Like, we had so much fun this year, like embracing sisterhood.
Yes. And, like, it's really been a soror year. A year for the soror.
Just snap. Yeah. So it was a good time with the sorors, or like even like if we like just went out to eat or with friends. It was a good time. The birthday celebrations this year were lit. Your birthday, my birthday. That was an experience.
Yeah,
tears in my eyes are forming.
Yeah. Every experience that's been good. And I hope that we can continue to cultivate those relationships.
Yeah.
I know that the like interactions with the sorors will only continue to grow because we have people who care.
Mm-hmm.
People who want to be involved and who really care about, you know, like having those relationships mean something.
Right.
We love our sorors.
We do.
They're our real sisters.
Sisters. Well, I'm trying to think of
the future.
I'm trying to think of, no, not the future. He dirty. his idea of the real sister. Yeah. So that was good.
So nice.
The experiences were great.
What about quality of life? Do you feel like your quality of life has improved, or like, what would you change, or how was it in 2018? Wow, this fucking year's flying. This
like,
this
that's
year,
why it's, I, it was, be kind of hard for me to reflect because I'm like, wait, what happened this year? Was that this year? Wait, was that 2017?
Right.
Right. Damn. My quality of life was good. Not much changed. Mm-hmm. I don't think. So it's been pretty constant or consistent, my quality of life.
Which is great.
Yeah, it's always great. I would much rather be constant and consistent than like there for there to be a dramatic change or anything like that. You know, there's nothing like that. And that happens a lot. And I've seen a lot of like loss in other people's lives, which has kind of caused me a little like anxiety and nervousness, which I'd be like, you know.
The living on edge vibe.
Try not to even have those thoughts, but I mean, it's natural. Yeah. But for me, as for me in my house, my quality of life has been pretty good. Of course, there's always room for improvement or things that I would like more of. But as far as my needs, they're met.
Yeah, same. You know, my quality of life, just thinking about like this was a pretty big year for me. I turned 30, as did you.
Same.
So it was really monumental and just really reestablishing goals, reflecting on some older goals and just putting some new ones into perspective in place. So one of those goals for me towards the end of the year, of course, was being debt free or transitioning into a debt free mindset where it could be possible. And starting on that journey has been exciting, but also scary. You know, and in return, it impacts my quality of life. So ultimately, I shared on the live that my debt-free journey consists of me moving back home. And for somebody who's lived away from home for like 8-9 years, that was a transition in itself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it was kind of like, am I really ready to give up like
my freedom?
You know what I mean? And just be focused on something else. Now, granted, like my mom is dope. When I said that on a live, she's easy to live with. But just the fact that like I'm a 30-year-old woman, just like the mental, like I think it was more like, I don't want to say society or social pressures.
It is kind of like the societal because I mean, it's ingrained in us like, okay, you old, why are you at home? You should be out. You should be able to take care of yourself, which you were. You are able to take care of yourself. But I mean, the reality is the way the cost of shit, the cost of living.
Oh, baby.
The student loan debt that's on our backs.
On me.
If you have help, if you have a home that you can return to to assist you in getting ahead in life, do it. Take advantage of it. Because, I mean, that's the way that's our form. That's everyone's form, really, of generational wealth.
Mm-hmm.
The others, they stay at home.
Right.
They stay at home. And when they leave, they be together.
Yeah, but it was just like a mind fuck for me. You know, it was really like, okay.
I'm glad you unfucked yourself.
Yeah, I had to unfuck. Had to take off the vibrator.
Yeah.
Take the vibrator off the girl, go to bed.
Stop the masturbation.
Seriously, because I was really like tripped out. You know.
I know.
Like the first couple weeks, I was like, this is just like tough. And, you know, but my mom has been so gracious and so generous to like open her home and her space to me to allow me the opportunity to move forward. Like, that's really what I'm trying to do. Mm-hmm. So, ultimately, like my quality of life, I'm blessed to be in this position, but it was challenged a little bit.
It was a change from what you were used to.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A change, but a good change. I'm happy that I'm here and I'm making the damn thing work. I'm making it do what it do.
And once you look back in hindsight and you see like, right.
It'll be worth
it. It's not
sacrifice.
Even like a real sacrifice, but I still get what you're saying.
Yeah, you know what it's like. You just want to pull up. I mean, I could pull up. You know, it's just different. It's just different. Okay, ladies.
I had a thought.
What?
This is why I should write things down because stuff just, my memory is fleeting.
Just say it.
I don't remember my thought. That's the thing. I forgot what I was going to say.
Was it something, about
the quality of life?
Moving home?
Mm-mm.
Debt? Income? Being a bad bitch? I'm just trying to spark your memory.
I forgot. Don't know. But it's okay. If it comes back to me, I'll drop it.
Yeah.
So professional development. Have you seen a difference in your professional development this year?
I haven't really been paying attention to my white man gig in regards to my professional development.
Same.
I don't care about that job too much. But this job, what I do here, this professional development, what we do here on the podcast, it's grown exponentially. You know what I mean? Which that wasn't our original goal, but it was one of our goals for 2018.
It wasn't. Because I was listening to our 2016 wrap up and we were like, we don't really have any intentions
for this podcast. Yeah, you know, it's something that starts off with no attention. That's how God works, though. You feel me? You think you ain't doing nothing. You think it's just like, eh. And then he puts, you sow a little bit of seed and a little bit of soil.
Yeah.
And then it turns into this. So, you know, just like I said already in the beginning, the love and support that you guys give this podcast is literally unmatched. I don't have no other word besides unmatched.
Because last year we said, okay, one of our goals or intentions was to see like how, what the podcast would do if we like really put our nose to the ground. Like before, this has been our first year being consistent with the episodes, meaning like every Tuesday for the most part, may we miss like 1 or 2 weeks. We've put out an episode, literally every Tuesday. We've put out an episode. We got active on the content with our Instagram page. We've grown the followers. Might not seem like a lot to some people, but it's a lot to us because we started with barely any at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
We were featured in major publications this year. Madame Noir. We didn't even know we were featured. We just stumbled upon that. Essence. We didn't even see we were featured on Essence Snapchat. You guys told us about that.
Yes. Voyage LA.
Voyage LA, like a write-up talking about our journey. Like, this is stuff that's literally God's work. I mean, of course, we're doing the content. We're doing the episodes. But, like, we enjoy doing this so much. It's just, like, second nature. Mm-hmm. But all that other shit that be coming, we we just be like, you know, Lord.
That came from him.
You're trying to tell us something.
Yeah.
You're trying to tell us something. And you guys, too. The heartfelt messages that this is changing my life and encouraging me to do this and do that.
Wow. You know, we've just been received so well.
We have.
And, you know, although there's more to do, I always talk about this.
We have so much more that we want to do.
Yeah. I mean, there's more that we want to do.
Now that the ball's rolling.
Yeah. I mean, but ultimately, it's like, we talk about the destination, but the journey has been so promising, you know, and there's just so much more along this road to getting to whatever's the final, like, ta-da,
right,
for us.
But the journey matters. We really celebrate every step along the journey, like little mini parties be happening.
Yeah.
With each accomplishment, even if we're getting followers, they share in the episodes, like they wrote a review. We got more ratings. Literally everything is a milestone for us. We don't take none of it for granted.
Yeah, and we're thankful. We're thankful. It's been a journey. Have you seen any professional development at work? Work, 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 work.
I mean, no.
No?
No.
No.
No. No.
That's a nah.
I mean, you know, I do what I'm supposed to do. Literally. That's what I do, what I'm supposed to do. My energy goes into the tap dancing and then the podcast.
Really? That same.
You know, so I mean, I'm proud of what I'm doing at the end of the day. That's all I can be. I'm proud. I'm really proud of the podcast. This is our baby and I'm really proud of the work that I do here. We've picked up so many skills, like the graphic design skills. The post, everything we do is by ourselves, for ourselves.
The for us, by us. I mean, it's the for us, by for.
For by, you, by us.
There it is. There
still
it
FUBU.
Is. Yeah.
It, for you, the U, been, the letter U. By us. It's been FUBU. So.
Hope you love it.
Yes.
It's been nice.
So overall, what did you like about 2018? Like, if you just had to put it in a nutshell.
What did I like about this year? The podcast growth. And then, that's my nutshell, you guys. I'm pretty boring. And deciding to actually take the leap and move back home.
I'm those proud of you towards, for that.
Yeah, that's the end of the year swag. But overall, I mean, that was just such a big decision for me.
It was.
Like, I was really battling. I was boxing with my demons.
We ain't said that in a while.
Yeah.
The demon was trying to box with you to get you to stay.
Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's been the biggest thing of 2018. The year just flew by. I can't even think of anything else. What about you?
Podcast. For sure.
Yeah, it's been nice.
I'm literally amazed at the growth. And I know this is just the beginning. I know this was just the peak.
This is just the piece. This is just a little bottom piece of the ass.
Feet wet vibes.
Yeah.
I know this is just feet wet vibes, but I'm just really amazed by what can happen when I decide, okay, I'm going to be consistent with something.
Yeah. We really put our nose to the ground and it shows.
So the podcast has been the best part of my 2018. Also, I think another best part, this just came to me. I've been very mindful about being more kind and more mindful with
people. Yes, you said you wanted to do that.
Accomplished. Still a work in progress, but moves have been made in the right direction.
You move mountains.
And yes, you do. Yeah.
You cause walls to fall.
Okay, so we it hasn't been all positive. What didn't you like about this year? What weren't you feeling like? Okay, yeah, we're going to have to make some adjustments in that area.
Initial idea about moving home. But maybe feeling discouraged or a little anxious about what was going to come. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, just in general. Like life, the podcast. I mean, whether you guys believe it or not, we have some tough moments here.
Yeah, because once you put your all into it, it's like, okay, now there's an intention behind it. And, you know, what's going on? Are they not feeling it? Is it not worth it anymore? You know, things like that. Feelings like that arise. So that's natural. It's natural to feel a little anxious or worried.
Yeah. And of course, we're just putting we're putting ourselves out there. So it's not as easy as it's just like, we ain't putting this shit up anonymously on SoundCloud. The SoundCloud rapper.
The anonymous.
Know. Yeah. So I think, you know, what about you? Just maybe just those feelings of anxiousness. But in the last couple of years, I've gotten much better. Like I was really, really anxious in like 2016 to 2017. I used to be really anxious, but it's gotten better. Like, I would be anxious when I drive, remember?
Yeah.
It's been...
making me anxious. I'm like, sis, you gotta relax.
It's been better. I just been kind of... You know, I just been... I think for a long time, I was scared to die. This just took a weird-ass turn. But
no, what you're saying, I swear to God, is resonating with my response.
Yeah, like, so for so long, I was, like, scared to die or scared that something would happen. But the older I get and the more I realize, like... Hey, it's going to happen. This is temporary. You're living a good life. You're loving the people you love in the moment. And hopefully when your time comes and it's time to go on to glory, that, you know, everybody's is at peace. They can, like, reflect over the time you had here because it's going to happen. So you can't live in fear or live in this anxious state. I can't live like that. I just got to do what I got to do and hopefully no demons creep up on me.
Now, for me... It's funny that you said that. I swear we're not the same person, but...
I think we kind of are.
For this year, I feel like I've been more... This has been one of my more anxious years. I feel like everything's been so, like, overall, like, calm and mellow that I've been, like, just waiting for something fucked up to happen. Mm-mm-mm. Like, okay, so everything's just going a little bit too good, or, like, there's no big storms or disruptions, like, something traumatic is going to happen.
No, I'm not claiming that.
No, I'm not claiming it either, but I'm just saying, like, that's how I felt. Like, oh, my God, maybe something's going to happen. So that'd be causing me to be
a little anxious. On edge.
Yeah, a little on edge. So I didn't like that about this year. I'm like, you know what? I need that anxious energy removed.
I need that
spirit of anxiousness removed because things do happen, but I don't want to be waiting or... feeling like something may happen, you know?
Yeah.
I don't like that feeling. So I'm hoping for 2019 I can do something. I know I didn't do a lot of yoga this year. We did a lot of yoga.
Oh, in
previous years. 2016, 2017. I need to do something that just mellows me the fuck out because I didn't like feeling like that at all.
Yeah, it takes a toll on you.
My weighted blanket helped a lot.
Oh, amazing.
My weighted blanket helped a lot, but I don't know. I guess I was just so used to, like, ordeals or shit being in a frenzy
with,
like, relationship shambles,
some
popping off. And I'm like, okay, nothing's popping off. Everybody's cooperating. Everything's going good. That must mean some shit gonna pop off. Right. That just means some shit gonna pop off in another area in my life. And nothing has popped off, literally. No.
But, you know, it's because the Lord is still on the throne. He's good. He's giving us what we need.
Accept it. I'm accepting it.
Yeah, receive it.
But if I'm being honest, I was feeling more anxious than normal this year. And I was like, you know what? Usually I'm more calm than this.
Yeah, we got to do something. We're implementing yoga. God willing, we're freed up in our white man gigs and we're able to do some shit.
I already said I'm going to go because one benefit of my white man gig is we have yoga in the park on Tuesday. So I said I'm going to do that.
We were supposed to try that studio
down the street
yeah
in downtown Long Beach. Yeah, we still can do that because that was cheap too, like $10.
Yeah, and like $6 a visit on a pop-up. It was pretty good. So switching into different gears.
Yeah.
What are your goals? Like, do you have any intentions that you set up for 2019? Last year, our goal, our phrase, our slogan was like execution or
details.
Details.
Details and excellence.
God is in the details, darling.
Those are carrying over for sure because you never can be without the details. The details matter.
Yeah, of course.
And excellence matters for sure. My goals, I have a few like intentions for this year. I want to read more books because another thing I didn't do this year was read a lot of books. Like I started like, I completed like maybe one or two books. One for sure. We're going to need more wine.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And I read Coldest Winter Ever. Literally, those were the only two books I completed. I started some other books, but I did not complete them. My focus has kind of been all over the place. Like my attention span, I'm not okay with that either. So I want to read 12 to 15 books this year.
Okay. A book or so a month.
So I've been compiling a list of books that I plan to read. I have a few of them because there's like three books that I started that I didn't finish. So I'm going to finish those. I might have to start from the beginning because I'm sure I fucking forgot.
Yeah.
What was going on. And then I'm going to get a few more that I have a list started. So I'm going to do that.
I'm excited for you to do that.
Uh-huh. I want to be on my phone less.
Yes.
I want to be more present. When I say more present, I mean like with other people. Like if I'm there, I want to be fully engaged.
With you.
With the people that I'm with. Like,
it's about a school now, girl. Where you going? That just came to my mind for some reason. I'm with you.
Done. So yeah, being off my phone, being fully present. What else? Podcast for sure. Podcast,
yeah.
Girl, for sure. We want to go on tour. We're going on tour.
Yeah, that's happening.
I want to travel with the podcast. That's like number
we're
one.
Saying it right here, right now.
Number
so
one
we're calling
goal,
it into ourselves.
Travel with the podcast. Stay on this financial journey, girl. I've really been feeling like, what is it? When you first start some and it really click?
Like on fire?
Empowered. On
empowered,
fire.
Yes.
Encouraged with this financial journey because I set a budget for my Christmas gifts, stuck with it, and I didn't get myself anything. Although there were some things that I saw that I liked, I was like, you know what? I'm a plan for that. If I still want it after I plan, then I'll get it. If not, then I didn't really want it.
Same.
So I've been feeling really good about that instead of like just buying things because I have it. None of that.
No.
Planning, budgeting.
That's responsible of you. I'm proud.
Yes, I'm proud too. Like even like saving up and not touching the entertainment for the concert. You know that,
yeah.
I know the concert's coming up and I'm going to want to get a ticket when they drop. Put the money to the side. So staying on the financial journey. What else? That's all for now.
That's it for now.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
Off top, I need to tap into my bad bitch energy.
Ooh,
I don't know
why I forgot that, and that's the problem. That's the problem. Till this day, I still need
to. To this day. Yeah, to this day, I'm still trying to tap into my bad bitch energy.
To this day.
I don't know what y'all see in us, but we struggling. Mm. We just like y'all.
Yeah. It's an everyday fight.
I just really what I want to do in 2019 is just tap into like that real feminine and sensual energy that I just feel like I lack. I'm like a 12-year-old girl in a 17-year-old's body. Like dead ass. Like the body looks older than the fucking girl. I don't know. But when we went to the dance class for Auntie's birthday, I was like, okay, bitch, you got it in you.
That opened up some doors.
Yeah, you just got to really tap
you
into what
you
makes
you
feel sexy.
You have to flex the muscle. That's what life is about, flexing the muscle.
Yeah, and I'm so self-conscious about being like, am I sexy? Is it sexy?
Right.
I don't feel sexy. So I'm really going to try to tap into that and really figure out what makes me feel sexy. Maybe not what turns, like, you know, what makes somebody else feel sexy. Maybe your sexy is like, who knows? Maybe
whatever.
You know, but I need to find out what it is that makes me feel like.
Bad bitch.
Yeah.
Poke it out.
Bad bitch. Exactly. Of course, we want more podcast growth. I'm echoing that. Nigga.
Screaming it from the mountaintop.
Every year.
And we're depending on you all to help.
Every day, every year. That's going to be
every day. X about it and I got it right away. Real nigga. What's up?
I want to tap into photography more. I've been saying that.
Please.
Yeah, I've been saying that. I'm like the, what is that called? House photographer, or like the, what is that called?
The go-to, right-hand go-to photographer.
No, it's called something else. But like, I'm like the photographer for my friends. But I have a camera. I just need to find time to really hone the craft and really like start playing with it and really getting good. So that's really at the top of my list this year. Just taking my camera with me and shooting shit. Paying off more debt. Like you said about the empowerment, about the finances, just really tackling it. And I'm just so excited and anxious to see. I just want to see my debt just decrease like boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. I'm just ready for those student loans to go down. Already since just being living with my mom for about a month and a half, my student loan has dropped $1,000. That might seem like nothing.
That's something, sis.
But I'm like, So that's exciting. So continue to pay my debt off. And then ultimately, I just want to continue to make sure that the people around me know that I care about them, that I love them, that I'm thinking about them, that I hear them, that I see them, what they say matters to me. And I just want to keep making good memories with them. That's really all I want to do in 2019, and making good memories with you all, because whether you believe it or not, we are making memories with you.
Daily.
When you send us messages, when we're connecting and we're exchanging energy over social media, when we see you guys out in the public, like,
yeah, we met some people in real life this year. That was fun.
Which is crazy. Like, I mean, I don't think anybody gets it. This is like the first year that we did this, like, seriously. I know we were putting out episodes and content in 2017, but it was kind of like every other week.
Yeah.
And then, you know, sporadically. So this was the first year that we were like, all right, bitch, tap in. So just to interact with you guys and know how much the podcast means to you, that's making a memory with us. You're just impeding on our little hearts.
For sure.
You're doing little pitter-patter steps on my heart. So I just want to keep doing that with you girls. And give people their flowers. That's it. I want to give people their flowers. And damn it, I want mine.
For sure.
For sure, though.
Give me my bouquet. Some other things I just thought about, when you said you want to take more pictures, I want to get better. This is a shallow goal, attention, but hell, it's still one nonetheless. I want to get better at posing, being the object.
Yeah.
Because when I tell you, I'd be so uncomfortable in front of that camera. Like, it's just not something that comes natural to me. I'm not the one take Jake.
Yeah, same.
Hello? Stop calling my phone. Isn't that the name of that man who's seen that?
Know.
I don't know. We got to ask Aspen. But I just want to get more comfortable. And that involves being like comfortable in my sexuality and my womanhood. Like, I need to get in front of that camera and be Beyonce.
Yeah, you need
That's the word of the year. Beyonce. She's just the perfect amount of sexy, coupled with bad bitch, coupled with woman.
So my word of the year is Beyonce.
Okay, and I'm just Beyonce because I mean.
Ooh, I love it.
Beyonce.
I love it.
So that, and I want to make people feel great.
Yes.
That is my goal. I want people to feel good. Every time they're around me, feel good. Even
feel
if you
good,
were feeling
y'all.
Bad before, feel good. Feel good energy.
Feel good energy.
So those are our intentions.
Mm-hmm.
And goals of 2019. Let's talk about some of our top gems of 2018. What were some things that you are going to be carrying over with you into the new year?
Okay. So
we shared a lot of gems on the podcast.
I'm carrying over the Unmasked Calm. Shout out to our girl, our homegirl, our love, Ty. Mm-hmm. Tyann of Purple Goat. We spoke with Ty this year.
Yep.
We made a great friend in her. She's so sweet.
She is.
And we were introduced to a lot of her products, the Purple Gold products. And Unmasked Calm has been like my go-to mask this year. So I'm carrying that bitch over with me. She's in my back pocket.
Yeah, she's been restocked a couple times.
Yeah, I love the Unmasked Calm. And I'm also carrying over, what did I say? My memory.
Mine too, because I don't remember.
You're carrying over the mascara. I mean, the
I'm carrying
eyeliner.
Over the Sephora
Blue.
The Sephora Colorful Shadow and Liner. And the My Boyfriend's Jeans. It's a cobalt royal blue. That's my baby. That's my go-to. That's been my spunk. Because, you know, I've been working on looks.
I've been working.
But I'm carrying her over.
Carry her over.
Whatever to you carry can. Her over for sure.
Whatever you can. And I'm carrying over my weighted blanket.
Oh, yeah. We're both carrying those on our backs.
Yeah.
Those weighted blankets on our backs and on our beds.
Yeah. I'm carrying her over along with my mask, Mando. I love it.
So, yes. Excited. So, you know, we can't do an episode without like some tips or some suggestions to help you out. So we just want to remind you all to do what we did. Review and reflect on the year. Look at where you are compared to where you like to be. Evaluate what went well and areas that you could use improvement. Make sure that you're very thorough with this, very honest. You can ask people for feedback if it's like professional, your manager, say you want to grow in your white man gig or see how you did, ask your manager, or maybe if you're an entrepreneur, ask a colleague.
Yes.
Hey, were you feeling the episodes this year? Like, what do you think we can do better? What areas do you think we can improve on? What are some topics? We always ask you guys, what topics would you like to hear from us? We did that at the beginning of this year. Like, what do you guys want to hear from us? And we made sure to cover as many as we could. So it's always good to review and reflect so that you can do better. And, also keep some things that you liked for the next year.
Yeah. Also, you want to declutter and reset. So that includes your home, your inbox, any social media, your feeds. Just respond to what's important or urgent and delete any unnecessary or junk emails. Also, I'll add that it's good to even cleanse out your music library. That's a biggie for me. Shit that I don't listen to, if I see that I haven't been listening to it or a song comes on and I'm constantly skipping over it, I just remove it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want this. Go through your photo library. A lot of times we take a lot of random pictures of shit, screenshots, you dishing tea with your friends.
Right.
Get rid of some of that stuff so that you can free up the space on your phone. Make sure that you remove anyone from your social media feed that makes you feel negative or inadequate. Take a break if you need to. You can go through your own personal feed and remove pictures maybe that you don't like anymore. Your social media or your feed is like your home online. So feel free to declutter that. You don't have to have a million picture shit from like 2011.
Yeah. Or like, additionally, like if you're following some people and you're like, you know what? I don't really even mess with her no more. It's okay delete, for you delete, to delete, to mute. If somebody's making you feel like you have to constantly compare yourself, get them off your shit.
Yeah.
We want to generate and cultivate feel good feelings. We don't want no negativity on our shit. And if you honestly can't handle it at all, disconnect. Maybe you have to do a detox, be off of there for 2 weeks. This last week before the new year starts is a good time to just take a step back. So you can really get to the core of what you want and what you need and what you've been doing.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've been doing. I have like very limited interaction online. I mean, I'm sure you guys can see a lot of the girlfriends from the podcast. You guys come over, follow me, and then it's dry. It's dry, okay? Not because I don't know. You know, sometimes I'm on there, sometimes I'm not. But a big thing for me has really been making sure I pay attention to what I like and not what everything else is being fed to me and what I feel like I think I like.
Right.
Like, oh, I like her style. Oh, okay. Now I want to start implementing that. Like, it's cool to be inspired, but I also want to go back to the time where I knew that what I liked was strictly what I liked.
Right.
Like, before social media was such a prevalent part of my day to day. You know, it's easy to get impacted by like, oh, everything you see.
Yeah.
And it weighs in on you. Like, do you really like that? Or is that just like something
right.
that's...
Do you really want that? Oh, that's what I was... That's the thought that came to my mind. When we were doing our reflection, I was saying that I've really done less of the comparison. Like, I don't feel so compelled or pressured to do things just because I see my peers doing them. Like, have a kid, be engaged, be married. Like, no.
Yeah.
When those things happen for me, I know they'll happen, and I know that they'll happen in perfect timing. I'm just not moved.
And that's how I feel about like relationship status too. A lot of that weighs in on your relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, okay, you know.
Putting the pressure on.
Yeah, what's for me is for me, and everything that's going to be for me is going to be perfect. And it already is, and it's
God's
working
plan.
Out. Hella. Yeah. So, do you have any other tips?
Yes, make your intentions and your goals super specific. We're letting go of the vague. So we shared our general goals and intentions, but best believe we're writing down in our passion planners. And the passion planner is perfect because they have tools to help you break it down into super specific pieces so that you can accomplish them.
Yeah.
Make sure they're super specific. So if you want to save... or if say you want to pay off a credit card bill, hey, I want to pay off this credit card. I want to pay off my debt. your credit card. Say you have $2,000 worth of debt. Break that down into pay periods. I'm going to pay $250 this pay period, $250, $150, $50, whatever it is, break it down into super specific amounts so that you are actually tackling the goal and it's not something that just falls by the wayside.
Yeah, get serious about it.
Get whatever crystal clear on that, bitch.
Yeah, crystal clear and super, specific. We also want to be staying on top of our health and our wellness. So this is a perfect time before the end of the year to schedule your wellness visits. You need to stay up on top of your health. I just went to the dentist before the year closed out. I tried to get an appointment for a physical, but it didn't happen. But I will be there in January. So this is a good time, you know, go through and find out, when's the last time I've been to see my, when's the last time I see my primary care doctor? When's the last time I had my labs drawn? When's the last time I had my like fucking teeth cleaned? Mm-hmm. Things like that. You know, if you're not the kind of person that has them set up like every 6 months, you go to the dentist and get your teeth cleaned, then now is a good time to revisit those things and go into the new year with a clean bill of health. Yes. Nothing like knowing you don't have an STD.
Right. And we can't accomplish any of our goals or intentions if we're not healthy. Mm-hmm. So I go usually at the top of the year. Last year, I went January 5th. So I will be I will be scheduling my wellness exams ASAP this week while I'm off, carrying over into next week, because I've been having issues with my back and I've kind of been putting that on the back burner. Mm-hmm. But my girl here, Germany.
Yeah.
She got me this acupuncture mat that I'm super excited to use, because I would prefer a holistic healing method.
Yes.
I don't like taking unnecessary medication and painkillers and shit. So, I mean, if that can heal me, I'm all here for it. But I do want to just have my doctor check it out and make sure everything's cool. It may just be a pinched nerve, something minor, but I don't need the pain.
No.
I don't need the pain.
Working on that.
And I love getting my blood work. Because I need to know what's going on over there too. And teeth are important as well. It's all important. You also want to set screen time limits. So I know iOS has a good feature. That's iPhone. That lets you know what your screen time has been going towards. So social media, news, reading, text messaging, music, emails. So try to limit your screen time. You can set limits through iOS. There's plenty of apps that you can set limits through as well.
Yeah.
But let's find something else to like.
Instagram also has a feature too, where you can go in your settings and see exactly how long you've been on Instagram. So
you can limit yourself and it'll pop up like, okay, you said you wanted to be on for 2 hours a day. You have reached your limit.
Here it is. We're learning one new skill. I know, like I mentioned, photography is mine. Tap in. What are those hobbies or things, passion projects that you really want to hone or figure out? Like, girl, I like to braid hair. I'm about to really get serious. You know, some shit like that.
I signed up for two makeup classes. I don't want to do makeup, but I really, and I've been saying this forever, and it's like, girl, you don't know how to do it. Right. I want to learn how to do makeup. So I signed up for some free classes at Sephora. One was like the makeup 101, and then the other one was like, find your foundation. So I'm going on one to the first one in 2 days, and then yes, I'm going to one the next week. So that's what I'm doing on my time off. I'm so excited. And then we'll have
a resident. That's what I meant, resident MUA. I said resident photographer.
Yeah. So you'll have a resident. I'll know how to do my beat. And like once I tell myself you're going to learn how to do something, I'm usually pretty serious good about it.
Yeah.
So a bitch will be beat.
There he is.
Be prepared for me to be beat, because I want to be beat.
It's coming your way.
Period.
There it is.
A little beat. So, yeah, sign up for some classes, do something. Also, you should use micro habits to accomplish large goals. So, if you know that there's something you really want to accomplish, we're going to start on the smaller scale. So, a micro habit is a small step to start in something new, and they usually work because they're easy. Mm-hmm. It's hard for you to make an excuse for why you're not doing it. So you can use a micro habit to kick bad habits like smoking. So, for example, instead of just quitting smoking cold turkey, you'll be like, I'm going to cut back on one cigarette a day.
Right.
If you used to have five, do four.
Yeah.
And then eventually three, then two, then one.
Yeah.
And then you're done. Get a nicotine patch.
Kind of like incorporating a morning routine. Like, that's a big thing for some people. Like, you want to exercise or you want to work out. Maybe if you don't do it any day, say, okay, I'm going to add breakfast. You know, mm-hmm. I'm slowly, incrementally. It's basically doing things in increments where you slowly do it, but it adds up and it makes a big difference. So just do a little bit by little bit and see how it creates a trigger or a cycle for you to start doing things. It's almost like a reward. And once you keep doing it, then you'll crave that reward of how you feel after you've, you know, done whatever it is that you want to do.
Yep. And then next thing you know, it'll become a part of your routine. And then it's just second nature.
Second nature.
And you'll start doing it without even thinking about it. So when you look at your goals, think about how you can break those into implementing those into your schedule, into small micro habits. And then
they'll be your habit.
Yeah.
Your habit.
And then when we come back here at the end of this year and we review and we reflect, we'll have some new shit.
There it is.
In our arsenal.
Y'all.
So, girls, we hope that you enjoyed the podcast this year. Again, we thank you all so much for rocking with us and basically, like, encouraging us to keep going and letting us know that what we're doing matters.
Yes, that's the biggest thing, this podcast is value added, that it matters to you.
Yes. So let's talk about I forgot.
Pick up a pen. We're dropping a gem.
So over the holidays, we've been to a few holiday parties. Before our chapter holiday party, we decided to play a game called Man of Your Dreams. So this is a card game where essentially there's deal breakers, right? What was it?
Yeah. A game of impossible deal breakers.
So everyone, you can play it different ways, but the original way you play the game is everyone gets a card that has like their ideal mate. So dependable, reliable, hardworking, consistent, has a job, financially secure, like that. And then there's cards that have deal breakers on them, like
Says
pacific instead of specific.
Yeah. Also
missing a tooth.
Okay, you took it there.
Cheats on you annually.
Yeah, shit like that.
Shit like that. And then you guys had to pick the lesser of two evils.
Exactly. So it's going to be a conversation starter.
Yes, so it was a conversation starter when we were playing it because people were like, I'll pick this or I'll pick that or my.
Or once somebody said they'll take the annual cheat because he's going to cheat regardless or he might cheat and you don't know. I'm like, okay, my cards are thrown in. Not doing the cheat.
So it is a super fun game. Definitely a conversation starter. Yeah. Because the conversations were going past them cards.
It was fun.
You can get this card game from Play Man of Your Dreams on Instagram?
Yes. The girls over at Play Man of Your Dreams, the team over there sent this to us, and they seem to be a fairly good group of girls.
Yeah.
Very nice girls.
Highly recommend it for your events, your game nights, your girls' nights, all of that.
Yeah, it's super fun. Me and my mom and I, we kind of just randomly went through them and played them a little bit. Once we started getting to the sex questions, I'm like, Mom, give me your cards. Yeah. I'm closing this game up. The head, no head for a year. She was like, girl, because I can't. I'm like, Mom, don't need. Give me the cards
back. Give me the cards.
Didn't expect it to go that way.
Right. Yeah, no.
So.
Play it with your girls.
It's a great, great, great game for the holidays and maybe even over brunch if you're having a house brunch. Super cute. Okay. So, girls, this week, our girlfriend Gag is just going to be inviting you to reevaluate your year. Go through your year. Do your self-inventory and your self-check as we're going into the new year. We hope that you can look over what it is that you've accomplished and the things that maybe you didn't get to and just rebuild on those goals, right? Like, pat yourself on the back for the things that you were able to do because living life is fucking hard.
It is.
And we've made it through almost 365 days
of
this year. That's like, Kudos to you. Kudos to all the homegirls out there who doing their best to just be a bad bitch every day.
Girl, yeah, you're doing a great job.
Juggling motherhood, juggling wifehood, juggling sisterhood. It's a lot.
Juggling entrepreneurial hood, small side hustle hood, all that.
Shit. It's a lot. So we just want to say
juggling balls. Yeah.
Your niggas balls. And the balls in your life, the other balls in your life.
Yes. So we're proud of you and we're thankful for you.
Yeah, super thankful.
We hope you grab this new year by the ass.
Grab it.
And we'll be grabbing it with you. All right. It's enough ass for everybody to grab. This is a big black ass we're grabbing. The Sarah.
Oh, Sarah Bartman.
Yes.
Gotta hop into my jeans like I hop into my wig. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll see you guys on live on Wednesday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Oh, that was real. I thought you were trying to say specific.
No, Pacific.
Pacific, yeah.
Yeah, and we'll see you guys next. We'll talk to you guys next week. We love you. Bye.
Bye. Love you. Pretty color girl, pretty color girl, pretty color girl, pretty color girl. Instead of black and the bigger, it's sweet.